And, you know, these guys, is, how do you...
They all joined the militia with him,
yeah.
Didn't
The Australians were something similar to the Canadians in place.
Mm-hmm.
How they handle their men.
It was very hard to handle them because of their rambunctious nature.
That's right, and knowing one another, work for one another.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to, some fellows have the colonel. He was my hired man when I was 33.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a buck private now, but he's the colonel.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go, it's the other way about. I'm the,
you're in charge and he's following.
Yeah, I hire him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
In this last war, Shaughnessy Hospital. During the Depression,
mm-hmm.
we had to, Shaughnessy Hospital, we had to take a certain amount of unemployed veterans for a couple of weeks, every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a fellow one time, he was a well-read fellow. And I put him on in five, he used to fire with me, yeah? And we used to talk and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew he was anybody. But anyway, the war started. I got in touch with telling one of the engineers what he could bloody well do for himself. Anyway, and I got report to this colonel somebody down in the Hotel Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Next
day, I put my bloody uniform on and I went down there. I went to see a whack, because I'm buck private.
Mm-hmm.
I see a whack, he said, is Colonel so-and-so here? Yes, he said, he's from, who you went to see? I said, I don't know, hell, I just got a note. I'm going to report to him, yeah. I said, I know what I'm looking for. She said, I know, but you don't. I said, what, you don't? What, tell me. No, she said, you go in there. So I went in, and this fellow was to the desk, you know. Guys, I said, how you doing, Jay? You know, how you doing? Oh, Jesus Christ, he's happy with me. And we started talking about when he used to fight me. I said, well, I don't know, I'm looking for a bloody Colonel so-and-so. And he laughed, he said, that's me. I said, what the hell's that? He sent me a note for. Oh, is that you, right? Oh, Christ, he said, I all replied to fire you, you bastard. I said, you did? Yeah. Well, I said, that's all right. That guy. Oh, he said, I'm he washed it off. But he was, you see, that's what he...
That's how the situation changed.
Yeah. Oh.
So you were in the militia for a couple of years, and so you didn't join up in 1914. How come?
I joined up in 1914.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. 25th Manitoba Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
This sergeant that I told you was a, in the garden when I got pinched from him. So he was in there. I got a letter from the Oak Company. My brother got wounded in France.
He was in a part of the old Contemptibles, right?
Yes, right. The August 16th. Yes.
Where was he wounded at? Which battle?
By Mons, I don't know. Somewhere around Mons, eh?
Mons? Mm-hmm.
He got a bullet through here.
Through his leg? Yeah.
And I got one through there, too. And he told me he was wounded. And we can't have that in our family, you know. No bloody Jerry's gonna plug. So I walked 27 miles to Verdun. I was cutting cordwood in the Assiniboine Valley at the time.
Mm-hmm. And you were 15 years old with my dad. Or were you 14?
15. Well, no, I was 14. No, 15.
Well, you said you were born in October?
October. 19.
98. Okay, so you would have been 15, pushing 16 at the time. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it would have been
15. Yeah, pushing 16, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went. Mm-hmm. I joined this outfit. I joined, you know.
The 25th.
Yes. Yeah. And this is where Harry came in, too. The old squadron commander was in on this. He was in charge of this 25th.
Mm-hmm. Harry. And he knew your age and all the rest of it.
Yeah, but he kept quiet, you see, because he'd like to join the 12th Mounted Dragoons. Christ, I was in when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
13, 14. Anyway, I joined up. He said, wait, we got it. Oh, no, there was no doctor there. The man in charge of this outfit was a Colonel Klingon. Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
He was MP for Virgin District.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he knew he had lots of pull about it. And I was there, right in front of the goddamn order room, you know. And he come on. He looked at me, and he went in the order room with Harry. A few minutes after, hey, Gordon, come here. That's when he said I had smoker's heart, all clean. I never seen him say it. Well, I did see him say it.
He said you had smoker's heart?
I never even heard of it before or since.
Did you smoke at the time?
Oh yeah, you know I smoked. I smoked since I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is smoker's heart? So like smoker's lung?
I don't know. I don't know. I was asked the doctor. He don't know. No, smoker's heart, he said that.
Well, why did he say that? Did he?
Well, he said that's all right. Because he knew I was underage. I knew if he said it, told me that, I'd call him a bloody liar. He said, no, I smoke his heart. So Harry says, well, you'll be doing a neater job now, friend. I said, well, yeah, sure. I hear you're a handy mechanic. Well, I see you. He said, I got an engine down on the plate. He said, what? Oh, well, you go down here. Now, oh, an old Klingon, oh yeah, in 15 I joined up again. I remember my brother, he was going to kick my ass if they ever heard joining up. So anyway, I joined up. And I met old Klingon in Verdun, in Brand, yeah, that's right. This outfit was in Verdun. Oh, I went there, I said,
Was this still the 25th, or was
no,
it another?
Oh no, it was the 79th. Green Campbell Scouts.
Okay.
There were 60 Indians and about 40 white men. We was in there. I was on the bloody front door. Now, the first time, this is where I never was anything. Don't anybody give me up, put me on the plate outside or anything. I had an argument with it.
Can I check this?
When I left Harry that night on the farm, I went to Bran.
Mm-hmm.
I had a warden of him. I got into Agard's bar in Bran. And it had a few beers, you know. And then the fight started, and it was a long bar.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the doorway down there, and you walk all the way down, this whole bar was there. So if you was down here, and the fight started up there, you couldn't get out anything, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I got pinched.
Were you part of the fight at all, or were you just sort of watching?
No, I was just kidding, you know, because I didn't know what it was about. But in the morning, they said, down comes the bloody corporal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I was up for the local magistrate, you know, when they saw I was going to report, they quit, put me in the cell again.
Mm-hmm.
And enough room work, they come on army corporal ground. And there was about 6 hours. Okay. They marched us up to the Winter Fair buildings in Brandon,
mm-hmm.
where they were, the boys were staying, and some bloody major there. Yeah, some major there. Anyway, he dismissed us from... Oh no, Sergeant Major. He dismissed us, and the Sergeant Major goes, this way. Oh, McCorkinale. McCorkinale, he was a bastard. I never saw him before. But he was the sergeant major of this company. And he had six rifles, QM stores, to take down in the order room, to take down the QM stores. And he thought a good way to carry him would be to get us six. Just a little drill, and we'd be away. And pack him down with a bloody armory. So I brought the bloody rifle down. You know, the old rust rifle, you can't order arms with these rifles like you can with a rust.
Mm-hmm. You mean like the FN, you can't?
A rust rifle had four motions.
Mm-hmm.
You had to turn it this way. Turn it that way and bring the rifle down. That was the extra motion. You turn it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that was the bloody sights. Sights was if you brought it down that way, the sight would catch you here and
tear your
pull your bloody ear. Make them bleed. And I brought mine down. And it all got down. There was that everybody. The sergeant major come over to me and said, well, if you do that, I said, I never do that out of any bloody outfit. You goddamn lie, you know, anybody tells me, eh? Well, he said, that's right, well, I'm calling you. You bloody sergeant major, you know, you couldn't do anything. You gotta take it, you know, so... anyway, right from there, bad news for me and that sergeant major, whatever we met. So, one time, when we got into England, this is the way I got my bloody camera hands. When we got into England, I was there 3 days. But the first day it was this, called three of us out. Three men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We was called to Cameron Highlands as a scout. And by Jesus, you know it was all right. So it was night time when they come along to us. Dark in the huts, there were no electric lights. I don't think they had electricity in Eastland and in the bloody huts anyway. They come along, three thumps on the floor. Put these on in the morning, give us your pants earlier. So we threw the bloody pants off, they goddamn fools.
Mm-hmm.
Threw our own uniforms out the bloody door. Didn't probably give them out of bed. We get up in the morning. It's three bundles. Bloody kilt. All the rigs of the bloody camera in it. Host tops. Hat. How he goddamn. So we wouldn't put on. Went up full of snake. Got our breakfast. Hey, so you put... We don't care whether you're going to wear them or not. It's all right, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was too. It's up to you. Yeah. All that bloody day running around bare-assing in the rain. Christ, he got cold in the night.
Yeah, I bet.
And so we put them. That's the way I got in there. The sergeant major, he didn't like me, so goddamn hard on me. He said, after that son of a bitch could kill the whole place. He sent him because I met him afterwards. He came with my sergeant major afterwards. And the order of Jesus said, I've been up line, Jim, you're coming up. And I had an argument with a bad cop who wouldn't put me on gas card. I said, who the hell are you anyway? You beat it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys were so straight away, I said, I'll do your bloody gas card. Going for God. In the morning, he comes along with this bloody crime sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, he said, you're for it. Oh, you're for it, this bloody cop. Yeah, that's right. I was laughing. I said, wait, who are you going to hang? He said, what? Major, I said, who's Schengen? Yeah, oh, I said, fine, I gotta go see him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he matched me up with these bloody escort guys and went in the other room. Harry says to me, how are you doing? Well, you're back? Yeah, I said, you're back at midnight. I had a bloody corporal here once, speak to you. He said, yeah, he said, I'm cramming this man, he said. I said, what for? He said, you wouldn't do gas guard last night. He said, you're a goddamn fool. He said, the bloody man ain't under your orders anyway. Mm-hmm. He said, well, another thing, how the hell would you like the battle of Blade Line 3 days and come down here and do a gas guard?
Mm-hmm. But what was the gas guard?
A gas guard, I kid, in the town, when we was out of the town. A gas guard would be around to see, warn people for the gas. You know, mm-hmm. For the gas, there's not any gas. They had a flicker. You know, one of these things that buzz around when you go around there.
And you could tell there was gas in there.
Yeah, they tell me. They never bloody dash for the gas mask. I see them in the ring. But they never done any corn. No, I was with them. But then I walked in. Yeah, I heard a big voice over here say, oh, I know that man, Major. He's been a constant source of play of the constant source of trouble ever since I've known him, and that's a long time. He said, I don't know. Holy Christ, I says, Jesus Christ, Major, Sergeant, Eric, you got this bastard? He said, do you know him now? I said, I know him. I said, listen to Sergeant, man, I got bloody to tell you something. Mm-hmm. You keep the way out of my bloody way, or I'll nail you as sure as Christ made little apples. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hold me like you did in Canada, I'll tell you. Hello, you won't. Oh, yeah. First time up the line, the son of this guy got a cold foot. He wouldn't come out the bloody jugger. And the old major said, Mr. Sergeant Major, one of my little old little... What the hell's his name? Crisis.
How long were you with the Glen Campbells?
Campbell? I thought I was with him. 5 years,
Dave. Really? I thought you joined the 43rd.
Well, that was it. That was the Campbells. That's the Campbells.
Well, I thought the 79th were the Campbells.
No. 79th was the Glen Campbell Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
That was Glen Campbell Scouts. Campbell used to be a Hudson Bay factory in northern Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they got the boy hidden. And in trappers. They all knew him. So mm-hmm. See, they knew all knew him.
So you were a member of the 79th, but you were assigned to the 43rd as the scout.
That's right.
So it was a special trained unit.
Hey?
It was a special unit trained to be distributed amongst the other
It battalions. Was, but, well, that's what I say. They never told us that,
mm-hmm.
but we were all soon. I met one of the fellows of the 16th battalion just 3 years ago in Ottawa,
mm-hmm.
the sergeant. Yeah, he's dead now. He was there, yeah.
Well, when were you first assigned to the 43rd?
First assigned to 43rd in the old country. Somewhere around January 16.
So you came over as the Glen Campbell. When you got to England, you were distributed amongst the battalions, and you were assigned to the 43rd.
That's right.
Okay, at that point, I'm going to shut the tape recorder off, because I think we're running out of tape.